This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Well, Jennifer's here. Jennifer Horn is here. And Victoria is having a day off. And so it's Laura Bush. There I am again.
Making me the first lady again.
I don't know what that is about. It's Laura Banks, but I don't know what that is. It's really kind of a strange thing. You're right. Every time I think of Laura, I have a number of Lauras that I know that I'm friends. Laura Dignan is somebody. As a matter of fact, once I was calling Laura Banks to talk about some business stuff, and I hit Laura Dignan, who's my neighbor, and I started talking to her as if it was Laura about astrology stuff, and she said, wait a minute.
So many Lauras.
What are you doing?
Yeah, who the hell are you talking to? Anyway, that was kind of fun. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program, as I said, and my trip to Los Angeles yesterday is worth a moment before we talk about who showed up at the DNC last night. The trip, Laura asked me a few minutes ago what my trip was like. And it is so ridiculous. Everybody gets all worked. Oh, it's so terrible to fly. There were 8 people in first class, and there were 24 people in the back of the plane. If I'd have known that, or if I'd have kept a closer watch on who was booking or how booked up the plane was, I would have never paid for a first class seat. I would have just gone and stretched out in 3 in the back, and that'd have been the end of it. The people on the plane, it was like a scene from the Star Wars bar. The people with the garb that they had on, there was a woman who had a net on her hair, and she had a face mask and a plastic shield, and she was dressed in one of those plastic gowns that you wear if you're in the doctor's office.
Stop. No.
No. Yes. There are other people who, there were a couple of guys, once we were in midair, a couple of people took their masks off and wouldn't put them back on again, and the stewardess didn't say anything one way or the other. The food was awful.
Were you one of those guys?
No. No, I kept my mask on. As a matter of fact, I was quite the good boy. I slept for an hour or so, and I have one of those things to keep my neck up, and it acts as a mask as well. But no, it was quiet. It was actually, they cut 40 minutes off of the flight. Whether you know this or not, if you're a traveler like I am, you know the normal time. We all have regular routes that we fly, and I know the normal time is about 6 hours and 10 minutes to go west, and it's about 4 hours and 50 minutes to go east. So but I understood last night, when I asked why is it shorter, and then I figured it out by myself actually, because there's so few planes in the sky, they cut the routes. You know, when you're normally, there are normally 5,000 planes in the air over America at any one moment in time. So you have certain routes that you go so that you avoid any encounter with another plane. But because there are so few planes in the sky, those lanes have changed so that you can go more directly. Thus the 40 minutes off the flight from Boston to L.A.
And thus the Star Wars outfits to match the time.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's right.
And so, but
so why did the food stink? You said the food was bad.
Well, because they're not doing the usual preparing food. They give you a box. With, you know, the usual garbage that you get in a box. That just keeps them from having to touch the food, supposedly. When you get off the plane, you walk through. LAX was like a ghost town. There were no cars. There were no people. It was absolutely extraordinary. It reminded me of a Christmas. Matter of fact, driving around in L.A. yesterday, it reminded me of driving here on Christmas Day.
It's great.
Because there's never any traffic in L.A. on Christmas. No, none. There was no real traffic. The side streets had a little, and then when it got closer to business time, the 10 was choked up a little bit. I didn't sense that the 405 was, but it's just bizarre. And the way when you go into, I went into a store to buy some stuff, and I put my mask on, and everybody in there had a mask, and they were all paying attention. I also was taken back in a positive way by how many people were actually paying attention to what the quote-unquote rules are. And then I met Miles and Megan for a picnic, and I posted a video of Miles dancing and singing to me.
He looked very happy to see you.
He was happy to see. He's such a great little kid. Anyway, so we had our we did the elbow thing, and then he wanted to do more elbows, so we just did a lot of elbows. And then he said, "Gramps, I got to show you this new book." And then we went into the. He loves to. He'll look at me and say, "Gramps, I got to tell you something." And so that was, you know, it was pretty normal. He's adjusted, and maybe this is the thing with children. He's adjusted far better than most adults I know. He just has, you know, he takes it in stride. He's going to school starting Thursday, and they have a certain amount of social distancing. They go, and then they're going to use the laptop.
They're doing in person?
A little bit, not much.
I was going to say, tutor. I don't think anybody in California is allowed to do it
now. That was the hint, or that was the subject matter anyway, of what we are going to do going forward. So here I am in Los Angeles. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Laura's down in Florida. Victoria will be back tomorrow. Last night, who watched the DNC event? I listened to a little of it on the radio and found that it was pretty supercilious, so I wasn't going to.
Yeah.
Waste my time. It was.
I think this is what we talked about a little bit earlier. It's going to be a challenge for both Democrats and Republicans. This is really apolitical, more about the stuff that's happening around us. And that is that without a crowd, it's pretty dry. It looked like an NPR telethon. Like you're waiting for them to kind of bring up, you know, a phone number to call and donate, which they did. Joe, 330-330 or whatever. But it felt like a drive. It didn't feel like an enthusiastic gathering of people excited about casting their vote. So it was a little strange.
It was
Republicans
like, it was like
the same issue.
Rendition of We Are the World without Lionel Richie and without the world.
Right.
I read the Cliff Notes after the fact, unfortunately. This is a tremendously tragic situation given the significance of needing to rally in a new president.
Well, the thing that is very interesting also here is that we have so succumbed to the fear of this at every level of our lives. And so it was interesting. I thought there were a number of women who were up there. Michelle Obama is somebody that I quite like. As a person, she's very likable, and some of you may not agree with any or all of her ideas, but I think she still has much more favorable rating than her husband does. There are a lot of other people that are around. What was Kasich? What was that all about?
That was so goofy. First, one of the problems with Michelle Obama's speech is that she recorded it like 3 weeks ago. Used old numbers, old coronavirus numbers. She didn't mention Kamala Harris. I can't believe they let her do it so long ago. It doesn't seem like that added to the freshness of what you're trying to
do. I've heard that she's not that enthralled with Kamala Harris. That's right.
I think with Kasich, I mean,
as a matter of fact, I heard Hillary was not that thrilled with her. Not that, you know, who are the most important women to bring onto your side? They're going to go publicly and say, rah, 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 but on the QT.
I don't know about Michelle Obama. Hillary seems like she wouldn't be impressed with anybody who she might see as taking her position as the first female president. She thinks it's hers, I think. So I would believe that. I don't know about Michelle. I just think that there was a lot in there. She said that in 2016 we voted for Trump because we were disappointed. Well, I have to remind you, it was your husband we were disappointed with, which is why people voted for Trump. So I think there was a lot to take issue with her speech. But that being said, John Kasich, I thought it was so stupid and goofy. I mean, he had that high camera angle at the crossroad. It's just, I don't know. I think that guy will look for a microphone, and if somebody gives him a platform, he's there.
Well, see, that's not my experience with him. I know him. I used to have him on the program all the time when I was doing much more political stuff, and I kind of liked him. He was even-tempered. And when he ran for president in the primaries in 2016, I thought he was very measured.
I think he's still running. Remember, he wouldn't drop out, though. He stayed in it until, like, I mean, he had, like, not even a percent or something. He stayed in it the whole time.
He didn't have a lot. So anything else? There was nothing really more to take away.
You know, back to the Michelle Obama thing for a second. I thought she was phenomenal last night. I thought the way that maybe she had the number not exactly right on the deaths, Jen, but the economy's in shambles. Millions are jobless, lost health care, basic necessities not being met, communities hanging by a thread.
I'm not
about
sure
what
the economy is in shambles. I think there are a lot of people in jobs. I guess it depends on how you measure it. There are a lot of people that are needing jobs. One of the mistakes that's being made is that it's too easy not to work at the moment for a lot of people, so they aren't.
And that's being incentivized by the Democrats. So I think, I don't know, to say that the economy is in shambles, the market recovery has been really, really good. The job numbers are coming back.
But if you talk about individuals, Jennifer, I'm talking, I think the focus ought to be on individuals, mm-hmm. not necessarily the economy of the individual person. We remember yesterday we were talking about how many people are buying their food at dollar stores, things
right.
like that. That's pretty
but
indicative
they were doing
of,
that. Yeah, no. But I think people were doing that before. My grandparents
well, they were, but not to
years.
The extent I think that...
The service industries are shut down. I mean, the
yeah,
travel
but that,
industry,
the restaurants.
Yeah, and that's
the point. See, that's what got me about the yesterday, is that they're trying to say that the economy is in shambles because of failed Trump policies, and the economy was so great under President Obama. The economy... I don't care if you like Trump or not. The economy has broken all sorts of records under him. Reduction of regulations... Well,
yeah.
I measure it in success. I measure it in jobless.
Well, how do you
numbers.
Measure success? Yeah.
Record
yeah,
low
good.
Unemployment.
The job numbers were good.
Record job numbers. Record market numbers. I mean, by all accounts, every box you checked, the economy was great.
But
and
you
so
know what?
I think to hang it on the neck of Trump that the economy isn't as great right now, it's because
no, that's
shut down.
To hang it on the
stupid.
Neck. The other thing, the ridiculous side of hanging it on anybody's neck. Barack Obama wasn't the arbiter, neither was George Bush, other than he ruined the economy. We went into Iraq, basically, ruined our psychological economy. And so you look at the rest of the things. It isn't Trump. I mean, there's maybe an attitude, an uplifting attitude, so that people will spend money, or one that's not so uplifting. But to hang it on any one individual, especially a president, I don't think is fair. There are so many other market indicators that would make it. It's much more complicated than that. But that again.
Well, and it's also global and around the globe. You've seen a lot of shutdowns that have impacted the world economy as well. So I just thought that was pretty dishonest last night. And they're saying that his economic policies have failed. Well, no, they're actually doing pretty well. It's the fact that everybody was shut in for 6 months that has caused the problem.
Yeah. Well, there are lots of different ways that we can look at the problem, but how to fix it is the more important thing, and when to fix it, getting on board with whether it's a vaccine, whatever it is that gets us psychologically, because that's really what it is. Spending is a psychological event. It happens that it's nice if you have the dough, but there are people they have a lot of dough and they won't be afraid to spend it because they don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And there's there's the psychological impact of all of it that I think is important. Jennifer Horn, Laura Banks, Doug Steffen, reminder about how, speaking of the COVID as we often do, in this relationship to your body and your health and your well-being and how it is that you're going to be when you come out of this on the other side, how are you going to be? You can be better off financially. You can be better off physically. If you don't lose the weight, you will not be better off physically. I'll tell you that right up front. A lot of people, when they're on the Calitrin weight loss formula, are noticing not only do they lose the weight, they lose a couple of inches and they lose a couple of pounds here and there, and then it gets, as you graduate over the 6 months that I recommend you go on the program, you sleep better, you don't have as much joint pain, you got more energy. All those things go together because you're utilizing the collagen protein, which is the main building block of your life. Now, that may be too technical for you. You may just want to lose the weight. The safe, natural way, Calitrin, is the all-natural way. It's good for you. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, doesn't interfere with any medications that you may be on. So go to toploss.com. Do yourself a favor. Go to toploss.com. That's the website. Order a 3-month supply and you get another 3 months free. That's the deal. It's a buy one, or actually buy three, buy as many as you want and get the equal number free, and use the DJV code for a no shipping charge. That's the deal. That's how you take advantage of this opportunity from Calitrin to lose the weight and keep it off the healthy way. Toploss.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with amazing prices from Staples.
From paper and ink to masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase of all PPE products, like hand sanitizer and masks. Go to staples.com/20offPPE for your coupon.
Plus, you can shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Curbside available in most stores.
My favorite contemporary singers, Laura, is John Legend. It's the DJV program. I'm Doug Stephan. Laura Banks is here, and we're all to enjoy the... Well, I'm not telling you you have to, but I find him to be a pleasant, progressive, positive voice on the scene. There are a lot of people who are very negative that are musically around us these days. I find him to be just... I think he's what the doctor ordered in many ways.
He's a good man. And he's done a lot for charter schools, too.
Yeah. Anyway, well, there's a controversy about that, whether charter schools are actually... My daughter and I were talking about that last night, whether they're all what they ought to be or not. But, yeah, he's done a lot for a lot of people in a lot of different ways. Now he's talking about his wife, Chrissy Teigen, who, it was learned yesterday, has become pregnant for the third time. And they've described it as a quarantine surprise because they hadn't been trying to expand their family. While sometimes doing what comes naturally, just gets you into that spot. They went public with the news by debuting Chrissy's growing baby bump and a new music video for John's single Wild. She's a model, as you probably know. Does a little TV work here and there. Has written some cookbooks. She's been open about her previous fertility problems. Underwent in vitro fertilization to conceive their 4-year-old daughter, Luna, and their 2-year-old son, Miles. But this time we have a son named Miles. How about that?
Probably don't know, but you have the same last name almost. His real name is John Rogers Stephens, Stephens.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know. There, that. Thank you for that. John Roger Stephens, is that what?
Yeah, it's his real name. It's his born name.
Huh.
Sagittarius.
His son's name would be Miles Stephens. There's an S on the end of it, huh?
Oh, it's Capricorn. Yeah, there's an S on the end.
Really? Isn't that interesting?
Springfield,
John Ohio. Joked, it's all because of the corona, which forced us to scrap our touring and promotional plans. It was a surprise. A little quarantine surprise.
Package.
It's just kind of... it's neat. They're very excited, grateful for all the well wishes, and that's kind of a nice thing. So you're welcome, John. Wish you well. John Legend, his wife Chrissy Teigen, having a baby here. That's the news on the DJV program. Coming up to 26 after the hour. Now Shakira in the musical focus here on this portion of the program every hour. for a few minutes. We have music news and songs and stuff that are kind of cool if he was up to date with that part of our living. Shakira seems to be in no rush to marry her longtime boyfriend, Gerard Piqué, because she believes remaining his girlfriend keeps him on his toes.
Yeah, I believe in that.
The 43-year-old singer shares a couple of sons with the soccer player, Mr. Piqué. Am I pronouncing it P-I-Q-U-E? Is it P-Q?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Anyway, she started dating him in 2011. When she was asked about whether they'd get married in an interview, she said that she preferred being a girlfriend to a wife. I think that might be smart in this day and age, actually.
I think so.
Yeah, we're not married. To tell the truth, marriage scares the blank out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Join the club. I don't want to see me as a wife. I'd rather see him as have him see me as my girlfriend. I want to keep him on his toes. I want him to think that anything's possible depending on behavior, and that is so true and appropriate, frankly. Asked what writing music does for her, she replied, "Sometimes it saves me a visit to the shrink. A therapeutic, cathartic vehicle, you know, for me to express my thoughts and my angst. Sometimes I'm just restless. And then being able to put music to those words, something really beautiful, I guess, and it makes a lot of sense, I think."
Yeah, meanwhile, 3 Grammy Awards later, 12 Latin Grammy Awards and 4 MTV Video Music Awards, 7 Billboard Music Awards and 39 Billboard Latin Music Awards, much better than a trip to the therapist for everybody else.
Yeah, right. So there she is. With some congratulations from us along the way as well. Coming up on 28 After the Hour here on the DJV program.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the first night of the four-day-long Democratic National Virtual Convention, former First Lady Michelle Obama called nominee Joe Biden a profoundly decent man, who she says will tell the truth and always trust science. In his address to the party faithful, Senator Bernie Sanders said,
"If Donald Trump is reelected, all the progress we have made will be in jeopardy. At its most basic, this election is about preserving our democracy."
President Trump again referring to the Democratic nominee as Sleepy Joe Biden, as he made several campaign stops, including some in Wisconsin yesterday, where he said Biden does surround himself with a lot of tough people.
"And they're smart, but we disagree with them very, very strongly. They're mean and they're angry."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
U.S. House Democrats have called a special session for this upcoming Saturday for members to address issues with the U.S. Postal Service. An emergency bill aimed at blocking recently enacted cost-cutting measures at the Postal Service will be on the table less than 3 months before the presidential election, when millions of Americans could end up voting by mail because of health concerns about in-person voting during the ongoing pandemic. The funeral for Robert Trump, President Trump's younger brother, is now scheduled for Friday. President Trump making the announcement yesterday, saying that he's likely to hold also a small service at the White House that day for his brother. The younger Trump, who was 71, died on Saturday in a New York City hospital after reportedly suffering brain bleeds from a recent fall. Colorado is now showing off its new marijuana vending machines. The CEO behind them says they are tricked out, with a touchscreen to take and fill orders. Customers can buy flower, edibles, and vape oils without having to interact with anyone. The checkout system simply requires ID. The machines are at Strawberry Field Dispensary in Pueblo, with more headed to Aurora later this year. Massachusetts will also be getting them next month. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. Looks like today is Tuesday, right? Looks like that all the way around on the 18th of August. You're enjoying, hopefully, otherwise why would you stay here? What's the point of listening if you don't like what you're listening to, right? It's a free world, lots of things to listen to. And I'm thankful that so many folks, a couple of million people here or there, over the course of a week, spend time with us on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jennifer is off onto her other assignment, is doing the morning program at KRLA here in Los Angeles. And we have Victoria on a couple of days hiatus. So now, Laura Banks is here, mm-hmm. and she can read your palm, she can read your mind, she can read the morning newspaper, whatever it is you'd like read. She's all about reading tea leaves, right, exactly. I noticed that the back-to-school stuff, I think we were talking about that, whether it was on the air or off the air, my grandson going back to school, and so they have, the folks at the school have supplied our family, my daughter and her husband and Miles, with a rather stripped-down device that they can use to sort of, even at that level, communicate with youngsters. And so he's getting to be familiar with how an iPad, I don't know if it's an iPad, I think it's an iPad, works. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, as this all unfolds, I thought it was interesting to see what all of these wireless carriers are doing in terms of back to, you know, we all used to think of back to school supplies when you and I were in school, Laura. Yeah. Back to school supplies were lined yellow and white paper.
Yeah.
And
big
the
pencils.
Paper for the mimeograph machine and pencils and maybe a pen and something to carry all the stuff in. But today, school supplies are a new cell phone or a new iPad.
Yeah.
And then there's the new cellular plans that seem to recognize that these characters with all their plans. I think school, actually, Miles starts his kindergarten experience on Thursday this week, so they delivered the iPad yesterday from the school, because here in Los Angeles he can't really go to school, and that's something he's missing, I know, because he's very social and he has his friends from before, but he's put a happy, like, okay, this is how I'm growing up. He doesn't know any better, so it's just something to experience for the first time. Anyway, as far as the wireless carriers and what you're doing in your home for learning, how does it look? Won't you be happy to get back to the norm? And some people say, well, there's a new normal. We'll always do this. No, we won't, actually.
I hope not.
No. I mean, the society melts. We are very good at adapting to lots of things in the short term and even on the long term. But this is not something we have not been served well by teachers, in my opinion, for the most part. Some have done a good job trying to stay in touch with their students and do what they can under the circumstances. But the bigger the city, the bigger the community, the more union involvement there is. And Los Angeles, again, is probably the best or worst example of it. They want this, that, and the other thing before they go back to work. It has nothing to do with anything that's educationally oriented. It's just all political stuff. And that's where you draw the line, as far as I'm concerned. There will be somebody that will come along that will challenge all this in court, because there needs to be a challenge to this in court. So let's see where it all shakes up. But speaking of shakeups, I see Ellen DeGeneres has fired three, not one, not two, but three of the producers on the program after the allegations of mistreatment of help. Why did it take so long? I always wonder about why it takes so long for some of this stuff to get to the surface. These women are complaining about things that have happened, and not just women, men too, that have happened years ago, it would seem, right up to the present. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the woman I wrote two books with is an 8-time Emmy Award-winning daytime television producer, and I learned from the inside out from her when I would visit her in the Rosie O'Donnell set.
Mm-hmm.
She would hate for me to tell the story, but daytime television is just a train wreck of meanness, of bullying. I don't know why.
I've heard that about Dr. Phil. That's what I heard about Dr. Phil.
All daytime television.
Oprah, too?
Barbara Walters was awful.
She was horrible.
I have not heard bad things about Oprah. I have not.
I don't think there are bad things about Oprah. I think Oprah's
okay. I don't think there are either. So that's an anomaly. But most to scrape to get up there, I don't know, it gets in your blood.
Do you think that's the case with Regis and Kelly or Kathy Lee and Ryan? You think that guy, I've heard Gelman is kind of an a-hole.
Gelman's an a-hole. I think Regis is good. I think Kelly didn't get invited to any funeral services, so something was off there. Something was off. I mean, she was probably a jerk to reach. She was too happy when he was off the show. She didn't need to get rid of him. It was ageism. It felt like ageism to me.
Really? I thought they were going to be great.
I don't think behind the scenes they did at all. I think.
Huh.
Yeah. Kelly! 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 Yeah.
Right.
But, Regis was a good man.
Yep. Oh, yeah. He was a great guy. Yeah. I only interviewed him, was around him once, but I thought it was very cool. He was very cool. Meanwhile, over in, this is something that'll get your blood boiling if your blood hasn't started to boil yet.
Yeah.
With whatever else is going on with shots and no shots and move ahead and don't move ahead and I've got it or I don't have it. The intelligence agencies have been announcing over the last day or so an assessment that Iran offered bounties to Taliban fighters for targeting American and coalition troops in Afghanistan. Not that that should surprise anybody, because I don't think if you really understand what the Iranians are all about, or the lead, not the Iranian people. See, this is where we get into trouble, Laura. We talk about the Iranians like the Chinese. It isn't the Chinese people. It's the Chinese government. Most of us don't have the government we like, but people say, well, you get what you deserve. In Iran, there is as much unrest as there is here, and in China, there's as much unrest as more unrest, actually. You're not going to hear it reported, But it is, the people in China are very upset about what's going on, tired of their government. And the same thing is true in Iran, maybe even more so, because people in Iran, China has a very educated population, depending on where you live. In Iran, most of the population is very well educated, and so they've they've way outgrown, at least people who are in their 40s and younger, have outgrown the Ayatollah and that kind of nonsensical way of looking at the world from just one side of the street. So anyway, when you see all of this sort of thing going on, there's no surprise.
But how much does the opinion of the people reflect in government and what's happening?
Well,
anywhere.
I think that's the problem. And we face that here in America with the election coming up in a couple of months. It's, we don't have any good candidates. Neither of these two candidates are good, as far as I'm concerned. They don't represent the American people. Trump doesn't. Biden doesn't. They don't represent age. They don't represent race. They don't represent sex. I mean, they can throw Kamala Harris into the mix just as a token. She's probably the worst choice he could have. Of all the choices that he had, this is probably the worst one that he could have picked.
Why?
For any number of points. Oh, she's a. If you go into her history, I've told the story, but I don't think you were on with me when I told the story. Her very first job in local Los Angeles politics brought her into the focus. And when I did, when I was on daily at KBC in Los Angeles for 3 years, she was on with me. I only had her on once. Well, maybe I had her on twice. I can only remember one time when she was so. She reminded me. Let's see if I can come up with a person that you would know who is so self-aggrandizing, so self-focused, so narcissistic. Have you done her chart, by the way, Laura?
My last boyfriend? Are we talking about my last boyfriend? No, I have not.
Okay. So Laura is an astrologer as well as being an actress and an entrepreneur and a writer. So she's got lots of talents, and she studied astrology. And she appears actually every week on my Your Hidden Power Show, which you can listen to at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Idea of understanding who she is. I know it sounds self-serving. I'm very good at reading people, body language, listening to what they say, and she is a disaster. And
well, that's really sad to hear because, you know, when you look at the countries that have survived well this COVID-19, they've been matriarchal, led by, you know, women.
Yeah.
And this whole astrologically
saying
that we as a world are going to be leading toward of a matriarchal leadership. So maybe she's going to be the crossover.
Women run things better than men do.
Yeah.
But she's not
and maybe
the one.
She'll be the crossover one to a better woman, but it will be a woman. And at least she's a prosecutor. And I'm hoping she's going to bury Pence in the debates. And I'm quite certain she will. So that's something.
Well, Pence is not any great shakes either.
No.
You know, why is it? How have we gotten to be so uneven? The people who are there as political leaders, you know, and I will tell you the reason that things are as lopsided as they are is because people do not understand our system. They don't understand the primary system. We weren't taught civics. My daughter and I were talking about this yesterday about what people know or don't know, even in her age group. It's pathetic what people don't understand about the system and how it needs to radically change. That's why we need a constitutional convention to change many of the systems that are so unequal. And to have the primaries on different days from February to June across the country makes it, you're guaranteed, those of you who are in the last four or five states, to have no say whatsoever in who the candidate's going to be. It just in this year, for sure, you haven't had. Joe Biden was anointed by the Democratic National Committee. He wasn't the most popular among Democrats. You can make an argument that Bernie was, and you can also make an argument that a couple of other players who were in there were Mayor Pete, I think, comes along. He would have been a much better, in my mind, much better candidate for vice president than Kamala Harris. And I think some people are going to see that. She's nasty, too. I mean, she's just nasty.
I do like Mayor Pete. I think he would have been a great choice. But you can't shake the stick at the 50 years of experience Joe Biden has. I mean, there's some reality check in what he's done as far as being at least diplomatic. Can we have some diplomacy?
Some people who are saying, Laura, that behind the scenes Obama thinks Joe's going to mess it up. anyway, and they love each other.
I have a foreboding that he won't even make it to November 3rd, and I don't know what's going to happen.
Who, Joe?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if that's the case. We'd be speculative here. If that, I don't want you. Nah, you know what? I don't want to put energy.
Let's not even go there.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's a good place to go, frankly. But you're, you know, talking about women and whether there is room. Women, like it or not, men are better managers most of the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're still fighting the ERA. This is what's more crazy than anything else. We're still in this thing with equality. Women don't get paid the same as men in many circumstances, although that's getting flattened. So what I want to know is all this business about Black Lives Matter. Okay, so it's appropriate. I think it's appropriate at this point for us to have tried to level the playing field a little bit better. We've made attempts at it with the Equal Rights Amendment and in terms of color, but we haven't made it there with women. And so all lives matter, women's lives matter. We could start that movement if you want. Yeah. Latinos, white, whatever, whoever. We all matter. And we've gotten into this lopsided thing right now because the pendulum went too far the other way and George Floyd was the straw that broke the camel's back. But by golly, there are a lot of other things, inequities, things that have been a part of the good old boy network for a long time that ought to be shaken up a little bit. And
we did have the women's movement this last couple of years. Women are acting up. You know, in Hollywood, 3% of the roles go to women. I used to be on the board of advisors with Barbara Feldman, and it's stunning, the lack of roles in Hollywood for women, especially over 40. And it plays out in every other area of career and money and, you know, ages.
You look at it in sports, all kinds of ways that it doesn't show up well.
It's all for good, Doug. It's all coming. I want you to stay happy because it is playing out for a reason.
Why, do I not sound happy?
To be.
I'm happy.
No, you're not.
I don't sound happy. Okay.
No.
Today is National Fajita Day. I could celebrate that. Celebrating the authentic taste of the Southwest. With a fiesta flavor known as the fajita.
Mm-hmm.
Throw in some black beans, a little bit of hot sauce, guacamole. Oh. How do you pronounce it? Guacamole, right? Sour cream, cheese, that kind of stuff. Do you like that kind of food?
Oh, yeah. I used to be able to eat Mexican food before I had issues with my gallbladder, which I no longer have, and I still have issues. So they're trying to figure out my
You don't have your gallbladder or you don't have the issues?
I got rid of the gallbladder, and I still have the issues, so I'm going through every kind of ultrasound test, and I've had it. If I have to, I don't have a social life. I go see doctors. I'm over it.
That's good. Well, maybe you can date a doctor. It's all right.
Yeah,
my son
tried that, too. They're never home.
Yeah. That's maybe good, depending on who it is.
Anyway, my personality.
Mm-hmm. In the 1930s, the Mexican vaqueros developed the fajita from throwaway cuts of beef, and they got it as part of the payment for their job. Workers learned to use this. These are all the tough, worst cuts, you know that. And so they made it flavorful. They used to beat it. That's where pounding the steak came from. They put it on the grill, and they cooked up the flour, the corn, tortillas, that sort of stuff, and made what is something we celebrate today, National Fajita Day. Let's celebrate also today the ability you have to get a pillow that works. Or to get what, I mean, there's so much stuff at MyPillow.com. I was talking about the 3-inch MyPillow mattress topper, 3 unique layers. There's the patented foam, and then there's transitional foam. But you don't care about that. What do you care? You want to know that it's comfortable and it's guaranteed. And that's the story with everything at MyPillow. So make it something, make it a point. Go to MyPillow.com, use the discount code DJV, and you're able to buy one and get one free. That goes for almost everything on the Radio Listener Specials page. But the MyPillow mattress topper is cool. The zippered, removable cover, washable, dryable, like everything else at MyPillow.com. Check it out yourself, MyPillow.com. Buy it and save a lot of money and get good distribution. That is, you're going to get it shipped to you free. I think that's how that works. At MyPillow.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Lots of baseball discussions this week in terms of movies. Yesterday we focused on Field of Dreams. Today it's The Natural. That's the theme, the opening salvo, if you will, of what was a very, very good movie in my estimation. So Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with Doug Steffen and Laura Banks to talk about The Natural, or at least from the perspective of the star. Or there were a number of stars, actually. That pretty good cast, didn't it, Chucker?
I had a really good catch. Well, actually, today is Robert Redford's birthday. He's 85 years old. That was a clip from The Natural, which came out in 1984, directed by Barry Levinson. A great year of movies, 1984. This is, with Field of Dreams, though, I would say the two greatest baseball movies ever made. Robert Redford played a character of Roy Hobbs, the greatest whoever was, who didn't play in his youth and then came back as an eighth player. A very magical film. Glenn Close played his love interest, very nice part of the story. Darren McGavin was unbilled in that movie. Wilford Brimley played the manager, fantastic movie with some really magical moments in it. And an ode to baseball, really captured everything great about that sport. If you love that sport, I love that sport. So, and but Robert Redford, 85 years old, hard to believe.
Think about some of the baseball movies, football movies. I don't know, are there basketball movies?
Yeah, Hoosiers. The interesting thing about sports movies, we talk about this many. Hoosiers, to me, is the greatest sports film of all time with Gene Hackman. That same director, a guy named David Anspaugh, wrote and directed, just maybe, I think, 4 movies he did, but 2 of them were sports films. He did Hoosiers, and then he did Rudy, which was a great college football movie. It's a handful
of that movie about that Jackie Robinson movie that was out a couple of years ago. I thought that was quite a good movie.
It was a good movie.
It told the story well. Yeah, Hackman, I think Hackman came of age with Hoosiers. For whatever the reason, that seemed to be, for me, after that point, I went to every movie that
Hoosiers
Hackman
came out in 80. Hoosiers came out in 86, so Hackman was still very much in his prime of his career.
You know he's become a novelist, Hackman?
Yeah, I know that. Novelist. I think he's 89 years old, I believe, or 90.
Yeah.
One of my favorite sports movies is Eight Men Out. A friend of mine, Michael Rooker, I did a movie with, was in that. Oh,
Rooker.
Great film.
Yeah,
it's really good.
He's
really
known.
That's
an interesting thing. Rooker is one of those guys you recognize, but you never remember his name.
Yeah,
Rooker is
my third film. I had star billing above Michael Rooker in my third film, and they discovered him while making my movie, and they kept giving him lines and scenes.
Yeah.
But he was great as Joe.
Michael Rooker has become more of a very popular because he played Merle in the Walking Dead TV show, so he's very popular at conventions now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he also was in Cliffhanger with Sylvester Stallone. A lot of people know him from
that
also.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wasn't that John Lithgow was the bad guy in that movie? Don't I remember that?
Yeah. But he was discovered in Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer.
Fantastic in that movie.
Yeah,
and there's another guy, one of those guys that always plays a military guy, who is in television and movies. And I saw him recently. He's playing a heavy, I want to say Porter or Packer or something. His last name begins Robert. I wish I could remember. Anyway, Will Smith and Kevin Hart are in the movie news today because they're going to be in a remake of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I can't imagine.
Oh, really? I didn't hear
less
that.
Less appealing.
I could see why they would do that.
Why?
You were thinking of Robert Patrick, by the way.
Yes,
American actor.
Robert Patrick is exactly what I was thinking of. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So what do you think?
Robert Patrick was the villain in Terminator 2. But
that is so good.
But he's everywhere. I mean, his face. You see him on television. All anything. He plays good bad guys, a soldier, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of military movies, Robert Redford did a movie in the 90s, or maybe 2000, called The Last Castle. I love that film. It's directed by a guy named Rod Lurie, who was a critic, actually, for, I think it was the LA Times, and it became a film director, did a handful of films. But I'm a big fan. If you like Robert Redford, Last Castle's a good one. It's on Blu-ray and DVD.
So what's this, the Feeling Alive movie, which is supposed to be an update on Fast Times at Ridgemont High with Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, Jimmy Kimmel. What do you know about that?
I don't know too much about it. No, I know that was a very popular movie back in the day, though, but I don't know what they're doing with it.
Supposedly Matthew McConaughey, Julia Roberts, Shia LaBeouf, Morgan Freeman are all in it. That'll be interesting. Chuck Curry is our...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.